We have callers who've been so patient waiting. Thank you so much. In Taos, we have Karen, who has some comments. Karen?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for doing this show. And I have to say, this is one of the most astounding things I've ever experienced. I have a Down syndrome boy who received fantastic services from Casa de Corazon. On Wednesday, July 3rd, I got a text message saying, last day with Danny from my absolutely wonderful provider, funding cut, call Casa.
And
so
actually, if I can just interrupt you, Karen, funding was not cut. We covered their payroll. So
on that Monday, I had no provider. No, you did not cover their payroll.
We did.
There's what?
We had some folks that have at agencies that were calling, you know, consumers and families saying that there's no more services, and that was just not true. We covered payroll. And that was just not the case that those were cut. So I'm sorry, Karen, you experienced that situation because that was not we cut a check to that organization.
I know there were
And what I don't understand is that it seems the cart is before the horse. It's guilty. It's as though you're acting as all 15 behavioral providers are guilty before they're proven innocent. You have trashed every single behavioral provider that have long roots, like trees growing deep roots of trust and confidence in the community. And you have instantly trashed them before there is any word out as to what they have done wrong. And how that's even legal, I don't even understand. But you are viewed with huge distrust all throughout the state now as though you are acting like criminals. After Public Consulting Group trashed services in North Carolina and was found out to be millions and millions of dollars off in what they estimated the fraud to be, and it's a still undisclosed amount of the percentage of what they claim the fraud to be. And they're getting paid from
that. I'm sorry to interrupt
you, but a lot of it is not understand why you go to this completely unreliable company. You have your contracts in place in March and June, so you're completely acting as though every single person who has been devoted their entire lives to caring for our children are criminals.
Okay, Karen.
And you install these for-profit companies. I learned from Ben Lucas.
Yeah, they're all nonprofits.
What,
to the
$13.8 billion, you're installing these corporations in our small little communities.
Karen,
thank
you.
That have our trust.
Thanks, Karen, for your call. I can see you have a lot of passion about the issue, and I appreciate your call today.